Hello, I'm Alex Lloyd, and welcome to category number 7 of the Success Codes, patience. You know, patience is one of those things that we tend to overlook or minimize. That's not that big a deal. You know, all these other issues are big deals. But you know what? I don't believe that. Patience really tells us a lot of times if we have good goals or bad goals. And here's how. The evidence that you have a wrong goal is anger. Well, what does anger come from? Impatience. That's the number one emotion related to this category. All right, well, wait a minute. What's a good goal and what's a bad goal? A good goal is one that is rooted in truth and love. A bad goal is one that's rooted in selfishness and fear and deception. In other words, we're going after the wrong goal. And here's how this all ties together. If your goal is based in truth and love, and it doesn't happen, you're not going to be angry because the whole thing was about truth and love. Now, you may say it's about truth and love when really it's not. It's really about selfishness and fear and deception. Now, then, if that goal becomes blocked, you will get angry. But if it's truly focused in truth and love, you weren't in it for the result anyway. Because truth and love is not about results. Truth and love is about the process. It's about doing what is truthful and loving people around me and myself right now. Not about the result, okay? So, impatience, and the thing that comes from impatience, anger, is a pretty doggone good indicator of having a wrong goal in the first place, and I become angry or impatient when that goal is blocked. Some of the other negative things, frustration, insecurity, a desire for love substitutes. A love substitute is something we settle for because we don't believe we're going to get what we really want right now, which is love. And a love substitute can be anything. Reading a book, eating an ice cream cone. Now, those things aren't bad, but if they're done for a love substitute, they're bad. The unhealthy belief that something has to change right now for me to be okay. The good positive qualities of this category, patience, contentment, satisfaction, security, healthy action, content to wait for something better and be able to wait in peace. The transforming belief, even though I'm always learning, growing, and getting better, I am satisfied and content right now. Man, isn't it great to be around someone who is satisfied and content right now? We have done those people a disservice a lot of times by equating that with laziness. That is not laziness. A lot of times people who are satisfied and content are extremely hard workers, but they're in a place of peace about it. Okay? I'm not waiting for tomorrow in order to be okay. I don't have to have this or that in order to be okay. I'm okay right now. So in order to live that, we've got to get rid of those negative things we're believing that are lies and fear-based and selfish and infuse the love and truthful positive. So great, wonderful category that's often overlooked. Let's move right on to the block breaker and success code for the patient category.